Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
That was so out of context, it wasn't even fair.
Oh, so it's okay when we play Dana's weird things that she says out of context, but not yours?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Ladies and gentlemen, we have good news. Remember the two eaglets that we were following?
Yes.
The first one, Sunny, has flown the nest. It was a day, this is from NBC's Today Show. It was a day of celebration for fans of the Big Bear California eaglets as Sunny took flight and left the family nest for the first time. For the last couple of months, animal lovers have become enamored and fascinated with wild female and male bald eagle couple Jackie and Shadow's journey because they struggled to have eaglets.
They did.
From the laying of their eggs to the hatching of 3 eaglets, one of them didn't make it.
Did we ever figure out which one of the brothers decided that their third brother didn't need to be in the nest anymore?
Or maybe it was time for to see if we could walk in the air.
Yeah.
And just stepped out.
Okay, can I just tell you, you know, we've been watching these nature shows, and last night we got to the feathered variety of our planet, and there are all of these birds on a cliff, and there's one moment for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of these birds. These birds have been on the cliff under the safety of their mother's wing and their father's wing for weeks. And
what, what kind of birds are
they? I don't remember, but there's one moment where they have to jump. Like, they just... You either got to blank or get off the pot, and the birds know that at this moment you have to jump. And
it's these albatrosses,
thousands of feet up into the air, Scott. And so we're watching; everything's going fine. I'm like, "Oh, look at this little buddy! Here he goes! Whee!" And then finally, they flap, and they land in a pretty controlled crash onto the water below. Watching, everything's going fine. Everything's going fine.
And a shark.
The narrator's voice, who happens to be Barack Obama, says, like, the tense music on the closed captioning emerges, but sometimes they fall short. And it shows this bird, and he takes off, and there's the mom and the dad. All right, here we go. Go, go, go. It doesn't go out wide enough. It shows the crash.
Do they look like that?
Yep.
That's a barnacle geese.
That's right there. And it shows the crash. And then there's a fox down below, and the circle of life happens. Just, and I said, turn it off. We always stop watching it when somebody dies.
And you know that fox knows when jumping off day is, and they're just waiting.
Such a good mood until that moment. You heard the crash. And I go, no, 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 no.
Well, I have a circle of life update.
Yes.
There are no longer
how's the bunny?
Any bunnies in my backyard. We found did they
relocate?
That had bunnies. We found them. Mm-hmm. And they are now completely empty.
So they relocated to safer territory.
They did.
Yes.
They decided after losing one of their own that they this was no longer a safe place to habitate, live. And those nests are now empty. That does not stop my dog from checking them every single time she goes outside.
That's why they don't come back, because they can smell the dog, Sam. Yeah. By the way, it's on Netflix. If you want to watch it, except that one part where it does not end well for the bird, it is called Our Oceans and Our Great National Parks. Our Oceans is outstanding.
If they don't come back because they can smell the dog, why did they build a nest there in the first place?
Because they were there before Sam moved in.
Now, the previous owner had dogs as well, but their dogs were dumb. Senile.
Yeah. Dumb and old and dumb.
By the way, the text line says that the parents are back at the nest visiting, and both of the eaglets are girls. My apologies.
How do they know that?
Sisters. How do they know?
I don't know.
I'm going to look up barnacle geese.
Please don't.
Jumping off.
Please don't. You will get results. Please don't. It's on Netflix. Our Oceans. It was released in 2024. It is outstanding.
Between turtles, bunnies, and birds, we are just the dead animal program.
Oh, they're little babies when they jump off.
I know it.
They don't even have developed wings.
It was so triumphant.
Don't jump,
the
buddy.
One doesn't go far enough out.
So they jump off. Whee!
Yep.
Oh, my word. It's flying like a flying squirrel. No flapping whatsoever.
All right.
What do they land on?
Scott, I don't want to talk about it, because I was in a very good mood until that moment.
Look at
him
go.
They land in a fox's mouth.
Yep, I'm aware. Speaking of spreading their wings, can we please talk about Sweet Jack Caglione? I am so excited. It is tonight, you guys. Do you know?
He didn't make it.
He once hit a ball.
Oh, he didn't make
120.9 miles per hour.
Scott's talking about the bird, not
all of the national sports websites have picked up this kid. I am nervous for him.
Yeah, I am too.
I am nervous for his mother. He is a child. He is 22 years old. We now know what order he'll be batting in tonight, Sam.
He will be the designated hitter this evening, and you will see him come to the plate in the sixth position in the batting
order. Oh, I am so stressed out for him.
Why?
Because we put too much pressure on these kids,
well,
Scott.
Well, I'll give you that. I mean,
he didn't get to stay in double A or whatever
more than
you
a
call
week.
It, Omaha. He was down there a week.
I will say that this conversation is not exactly helping in the overhyping of one Caglione.
I'm pointing this out because I want everyone to throw your arms of support around this child. He is my daughter's age. My God, he is so young.
22 years old.
That is a child.
Bobby Witt Jr. was 22 when he came up. His Royals debut.
It's too much pressure. It's too much. But I'm so excited for tonight.
Wait, hang on for just a minute. Everybody drafted by the Chiefs in the most recent NFL draft was either 21 or 22 years old. What is it about baseball that we think that at the prime age of 22, he's too young to play in Major League Baseball, but yet we're going to strap on pads and helmets on a bunch of 21 and 22-year-old kids and throw them out on a football field in the fall?
You're right. They're children, too. Oh, in fact, this year I said when we were watching the draft, you know, every year we get older, the draftees get younger. As they were calling up, you know, making the dreams come true and calling the name of with the 32nd pick, I kept saying, these are children. These are children, and they are.
Caglione is 6'5", 250 pounds. And again, I ask, where did I go wrong in life?
He did 50 games in the minor leagues.
Didn't practice hard enough.
I guess
50
so.
50 games. He made his name in college as a two-way record-breaking slugger at Florida. Mm-hmm. He set the program there for homers in a year. Is one of the most prolific swingers in college baseball history.
I mean, we have kids get into the NBA when they're 19, 20 years old, and nobody says, oh,
now, we
babies.
Did play that video yesterday of him being called into his coach's office, having no idea why he was being called into his coach's office. Can you imagine what was going on in his head in that moment? He is 1 week in at AAA. He has played, what, six games, hit five home runs, and coach is like, hey, are you doing okay?
You doing all right? He's like, yeah.
You seem a little tired. He probably thought that he was in some big trouble. And that coach...
For man, what? Hitting five home runs in 5 days?
You could tell in the coach's office, Scott, he's nervous. He's kind of doing this on his... He's like, yeah, I mean, I feel okay. Like, what?
I mean, you get a new job and boss calls you in within the first week and says, are you tired? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm tired. You just shifted me from Arkansas or wherever to up here. And Or Wichita, wherever their double A team is.
Another story and another interview we are working very hard to bring you is a phenom out of no other than Topeka, Kansas. We have been watching the Women's College World Series. It's going down right now in Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. And the championship pitcher for Texas Tech,
I believe that's right,
is from Topeka, Kansas. Her name is Najari Kennedy. She is amazing. She's the one with the windmill. She's the one throwing. And she got, Johnny was telling me this last night, a $1 million NIL deal, Scott.
Good.
And Tech stole her. Was it Stanford, Sam? I'm trying to remember.
I don't think they stole her. They lured her away with
a $1 million NIL deal.
Which she did willingly.
Turn it on when you're watching the College Championship World Series out of Oklahoma City. That is a Topeka, Kansas pitcher, and she pitched for Topeka High School.
Wow. Thank you, text line. You guys remember Brett Saberhagen?
Yeah.
I think he came up when he was 20.
He threw his first pitch for the Royals at 19 years old.
Was it 19?
Was he 19? Mm-hmm. My goodness.
913-586-7798. When we get back, the tangled web that has become the Manny Abarca story. New details coming out today. We'll get into that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, this story is getting weird. Reading here from Channel 5's website, Jackson County legislator Manny Abarca was served a protection order on May 30th, one day after a, quote, incident in Shawnee. According to the court docket, the petitioner, who turns out to be Abarca's wife, Alexis, was awarded custody of their 2-year-old son. Abarca is ordered to stay away from and have no communication with his wife. An adult abuse hearing, let me read that again. An adult abuse hearing is scheduled for Monday, June 9th, in the Jackson County Courthouse. Now, we're not alleging he did anything wrong. We're just reading the story. Later that day, the Jackson County budget meeting will take place in the same building. He'll be there. We're supposed to be. A missing persons report was filed for Abarca and his 2-year-old son, Luca. The Shawnee Police Department filed the report with the KBI, which shows individual reports for both Abarca and his son. As of this morning, the KBI is still looking for him. Alexis, that's his wife, said they were last together at Abarca's father's home in Shawnee, where they had met to switch cars. She then tells Channel 5 some sort of incident occurred and police were called.
Okay.
Clearly, we're having some marital issues.
Clearly. We said yesterday we believed that this would be domestic in nature. Clearly, this is domestic in nature. The yeah, but comes here. Yeah, but if in fact there is an emergency order in place, if in fact she was granted custody of that child, and if in fact he took off with that child and has not been located, in other cases, we have a word for that.
It's called kidnapping.
And it's called kidnapping.
Yeah.
So
and it's a felony.
I don't know what happened. I don't know when. I don't know how. I don't know who. But if all of those things are true, and we were asking yesterday, why is the police department involved? Why is the KBI involved? There is your answer. Well, that's why the KBI is involved.
There was a hint, a strong hint, that this was a domestic dispute between a husband and a wife. Yesterday, in one of the stories, I can't remember if it was Channel 5's or Channel 4's, where Alexis Abarca said, and I'm paraphrasing her quote, but I'll be close. She says, I just want to know that my son is safe. I just need to know that my son is safe. She didn't say, I want to make sure that my husband's safe. I want to make sure that my son is safe. And that's it.
Now, yeah, something to the tune of just a mother wanting her son back. Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, something to that effect. Now, short of Manny Abarca being horribly fearful that something bad would happen if he were to hand over his son to the boy's mother, he's going to be in big trouble.
Legally.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Because, you know, you can sort out later, what is this? Who did wrong? Where should the children go? But if, in fact, there is a judge somewhere that said custody is with mom during this emergency order, and someone else takes custody of that child, in other cases, we have seen very serious legal consequences for that behavior.
And again, to borderline repeat myself, Manny Abarca would be very wise to get in touch with the Shawnee Police Department and have his wife, with whom he's obviously having problems, meet him at the Shawnee Police Department and end this. This is not good. And we've had him on the show many, many times. He's not a dumb man. He is a very smart man. He has to know that he is potentially in a world of trouble. Short of an explanation that I can't figure out.
Based on the court filing from last Friday.
I mean, what is today? Tuesday?
Yeah.
So he's been reported missing for 5 days. And he's had a restraining order against him, or a protective custody order against him, for as many days as well.
The mother last saw her son on Wednesday, last saw Manny on Thursday.
Which means that she did not, and I said this yesterday on the show, the fact that she last saw her son on Wednesday and Manny on Thursday is another indication that there's problems.
She claims, by the way, we obviously don't know.
Fair point.
It was one of the reasons I was so uncomfortable talking about it yesterday. And so, look, the courts will sort it out, and we will stay on top of it and let you know what happens.
But we were talking about probably the most high-profile Jackson County legislator.
One of them, certainly.
I can't name another.
Certainly.
By the way, this question came in a bunch on the text line yesterday, and I believe it's public knowledge. Why was he at a home in Shawnee?
That's where his dad lives.
There's the answer for the text line.
And mom had gone over on Thursday to switch a car with Manny, who I don't know if he was staying at his dad's house or not. We can only guess. But certainly the story indicates that he was staying at dad's, and she went over there to switch out a car. And that was the last time she saw him. She claims she didn't see her son that day. Maybe the kid was inside. Who knows?
All right, when we get back, the Chiefs opener is September 5th against the Chargers. I believe it is it in Brazil?
Mm-hmm, it is.
And they are saying you will hear in the stands this year a new rally cry. And we're going to see if we can play it for you, Scott. It is called Red and Gold Heart. It is by someone very famous. You will recognize the name. And he came out at his residency in Las Vegas recently wearing a Chiefs jersey.
What number?
The song is called Red and Gold Heart. And I'm going to read you some of the lyrics when we get back. It's going to be super cool.
Speaking of music, Rick Astley, who's inescapable 80s hit Never Gonna Give You Up, found an unexpected renaissance in the digital age, has joined the ranks of Spotify's Billions Club.
With what song?
Never Gonna Give You Up.
Never Gonna Let You Down.
Because people are getting Rickrolled?
No, because people like it.
The song is fantastic.
It has reached a billion listens.
When?
Yesterday.
Why?
It's a good song.
Why are you so perplexed?
I mean, there were a lot of things going on in the 80s to be celebrated. I'm not sure that song's in the top 100.
I'll take that from anyone but a woman who is playing Atlantic Stars Always. Blaring it in the newsroom yesterday. It was stuck in my head
for
4 hours.
If you said to me, pick one artist from the 80s that reached a billion listens, I would have guessed U2. I would have guessed Madonna. I certainly would have guessed Journey or Michael Jackson. Astley would not be in the top 100.
The blaring it was one thing, Scott. The screaming it at the top of her lungs, that was a bridge
too far. Well, we both know, Sam, that our love will grow.
All right.
And forever, it would be you and me. Hey! Hey, here for my friends at UMB Private Wealth Management. Make that appointment now. If you worry every time, I don't know, the markets moved. Markets have been crazy and wonky lately. Get with my friends at UMB Private Wealth Management. They will show you how to keep calm and carry on. The professionals at UMB will help you stay focused on your long-term goals, maintain a balanced plan, and ride out the market's twists and turns. Keep calm, carry on, and contact my team at UMB Private Wealth Management. Go to umb.com/private wealth. umb.com/private wealth and schedule your appointment now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyway, where was I on this story before Dana denigrated a great 80s hit?
A Canadian treasure?
He's British. Whatever. He is British. Rick Astley says he's 59 now. Thanks to streaming, I'm quoting, thanks to streaming platforms, a whole new generation has been able to discover music like mine. Reaching 1 billion streams is something I never dreamed of. And to everyone who's ever listened, thank you.
Wow. Okay. I did not have a Rick Astley resurgence on my bingo card.
And he is not a one-hit wonder, by the way. His other hits include Together Forever.
Two-hit wonder.
No, three.
Oh.
Four. Five.
She Cries.
She Wants to Dance with Me. I remember that one.
She Wants to Dance with Me.
Cry for Help, and It Would Take a Strong Man.
Well, I got the honor of seeing him perform at the 80s, 90s, whatever it was, mixtape tour a couple years ago.
And it was an honor. Center. It was an honor.
He sounds exactly like he did.
He still looks the same.
I bet he does. I bet he does.
They were upright. Nope, there it is. It's still on its side. The Johnny on the Spot out of Kaufman.
The crapper that is down at Kaufman, we will rebuild. Did you hear that, speaking of 80s music, Madonna has signed up for a limited series biopic? Yes, please. Partnering with Netflix and director Sean, is it Levy or Levy, to develop a limited series about her life and her music. It is unclear which part of Madonna's life the limited series will...
Can we focus on the 80s, please?
Let me just break it to you. It's going to be the 80s
sucks.
Part.
Biopic.
It's going to be the 80s.
We talking new Madonna or old Madonna?
Classic Madonna.
80s Madonna is okay. The only Madonna.
By the way, her most recent album was in 2019.
And nobody cared.
Madam X sold more than 500,000 copies worldwide.
No, it didn't.
It became biopic. The ninth number one album of her career after it did debut atop the Billboard 200 chart. You know, you joke, Scott. People Sam's age do not understand what a smash hit pop star she was. It was Michael Jackson and then Madonna.
Ooh. Ooh.
It was Thriller.
Ooh.
And then it was like a Virgin. That is just a fact.
What about Purple Rain?
What about
Born in the USA?
Michael Jackson, Madonna, Prince, Bruce Springsteen.
By the way,
in that order.
By the way, of the six biggest artists of the 80s, three of them are dead.
I know. It's a rough life.
Because I would make the argument that the six biggest artists of the 80s, Michael Jackson, number one, I would put Prince at number two.
Remember the cone bra?
Madonna, number three, yes. Bruce Springsteen, four. Whitney Houston, five. Who am I leaving out? I'm leaving somebody out.
It's not Rick Astley.
No, it's not. And I don't know why you don't like him.
Nice.
But Michael Jackson, Prince, Madonna, Bruce Springsteen, Whitney Houston, maybe if I'm stretching a little bit, Lionel Richie. But three of them are dead.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, Prince, and Whitney Houston. Or is Michael Jackson dead?
Madonna remains, listen to this. Madonna remains the female artist with the most number one singles ever.
Even higher than Taylor Swift?
I find that hard to believe, but that's what it says.
Huh.
She's got 13.
How many does Taylor Swift have?
Madonna facts. Are we sure about that?
Well, you do your research.
Yep. Madonna holds the record for the most number one hits on any Billboard chart. This is with a total of 50.
Well, but that would be adult contemporary, dance, obviously
Taylor
the pop chart.
Taylor Swift only has 12.
You know her first number one?
Let me guess. It would either be Holiday or Material Girl.
I would have guessed Holiday or Borderline.
Borderline,
it is
that's what I was
like
thinking.
A Virgin.
That was her first number one?
First number one, 1984. Huh.
Let me darn. Okay. A massive cloud of dust from the Sahara Desert is blanketing a lot of the Caribbean in the biggest event of its kind this year as it heads toward the United States.
What is it a haboob?
I beg your pardon?
Is it a haboob? That's what they call a massive cloud of dust. You'll know it when you see it.
I don't see
smacks you right in the face.
I don't see the word haboob in here.
You guys remember a couple of weeks ago when I brought up the massive cloud of Saharan dust that blankets the Midwest every single summer? Yep. And you guys laughed my face off.
It was a little cloudy out there the other day.
Here it comes.
Take cover.
You know, the two of you seem a little bitter this hour. With Rick Astley and you for not getting enough credit. The cloud extended 2,000 miles from Jamaica to well past Barbados in the Eastern Caribbean. From the Turks
and let's not forget the ducks.
From the Turks and Caicos Islands to Trinidad and Tobago, said hurricane expert Alex Da Silva. It's very impressive.
And let's not forget the dust.
For a complex transformed into a great big pile of metal, cement, glass, marble, and let's not forget the ducks.
A very young Dana Wright at WIBW in Topeka.
I was an intern.
The best part is the visual because it's all B-roll and then boom, Dana's face. And let's not forget the dust.
Oh, we won't. That dust is going to haunt me for 30 years.
Marble and let's not forget the dust.
All right, let's talk about Kenny Chesney igniting the Sphere stage in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago with a Chiefs jersey. And if you miss the headline, it's not just that he came out with a jersey. That's cool. There is a new Kansas City Chiefs anthem. I believe it's called Red and Gold or Red and Gold Heart. Red and Gold Heart. Here, some of the lyrics include Red and Gold Heart, we are soaring high. Chiefs kingdom burns, our dreams touch the sky. From Mahomes to Kelsey, we carve out lore. Arrowheads roar, forever we soar.
When did he become a Chiefs fan? That is some bandwagon jumping.
The anthem stole the show at the Sphere in Las Vegas, evoking the Chiefs' three Super Bowl triumphs. Apparently, Andy Reid was in the audience.
Did they have a ban on recording at the Sphere?
Because we can't find it.
I have scoured the internet.
I bet you there is a ban.
I'm talking deep, dark places, and I have not found it.
They do say expect to hear this in September at the Chiefs' opener in Brazil. Why are we opening in Brazil? Does that
because
seem a little
the NFL
suspect?
No. The NFL is going out of its way. And by the way, you can make fun of the NFL commissioner all you want. He's actually quite brilliant. I mean, he is, you know, every year there are now multiple international games.
I know.
And he has expanded the reach of the NFL around the world.
Oh, they're turning it into a global brand.
Yeah.
Whether we like it or
not. And there have even been talk about opening or creating a team in Mexico City and London.
Oh, yeah.
Now, can you imagine being stuck on the team in London when you would have to come over for like 4 away games in a row just to justify that?
Because of the
time,
jet lag.
Yeah, the jet lag and the time. I mean, you can't fly in on a Friday from London, be expected to play on a Sunday, then fly out on Monday. When would you practice?
Practice?
Who needs practice?
All right, my last fun story of the day that is my favorite story of the day. did you hear that a very famous star that you may or may not recognize if you saw him today stopped in Kansas City on a tour of all 50 states? He's doing this cool, like, I want to go see America before I die thing.
Is he dying?
Dukes of Hazzard star John Schneider. Your eyes did not deceive you.
He was at Union Station.
Went to Union Station.
Yeah, he posted that on Facebook.
Oh, have you seen him?
I watched it, and he just said, I watched the video because he said, doing tour of the country, this is one of the greatest places ever. And I clicked on it because I'm an old Dukes of Hazzard fan. And I'm like, that looks just like the ceiling at Union Station. Sure enough, it was. John Schneider is almost unrecognizable.
Well, you know, none of us are getting any younger.
No, but he, I mean.
His beautiful blonde locks are now salt and pepper gray.
Not that he doesn't look bad.
He's
what I'm saying
looking,
is
he's a silver fox, ladies.
He's got a very pronounced beard and mustache. And if you passed him at Union Station, it would take a long minute to figure out who you were talking
to. Was he wearing very tight Lee jeans? While no one was looking, according to the Kansas City Star, the Dukes of Hazzard star John Schneider popped into Kansas City and visited a couple of local landmarks, including Union Station. Mm-hmm. Hazzard fans were disappointed they didn't get a chance to meet him. He walked through the massive building in a t-shirt. His poster boy, Bo Duke blonde waves, now salt and pepper gray, and vacation scraggly. Did anyone recognize John? One superfan wrote on his Facebook page. Schneider himself answered, yes.
Oh, really?
Actor and his wife are on a 50-state road trip across the U.S. to celebrate the nation's birthday.
Nice. Two people were hospitalized last night after they were involved in a boating accident. The Missouri State Highway Patrol responded to the incident yesterday at the Lake of the Ozarks. Troopers reported that the boat involved was anchored when the 19-year-old driver put it in reverse to try to avoid a crash with another vessel. As she did so, the anchor dislodged and hit a 20-year-old passenger in the head.
Yeah, this is boater safety 101, and I don't think we do enough boater safety anymore. The dangers of not pulling the anchor out of the water include that anchor breaking the surface of the water, and then the tension of that anchor line acting like a rubber band and launching it at your head.
Both the driver and the passenger suffered serious injuries and were taken to the hospital.
I hope they will be okay.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott, here on KMBZ. Here we go. You wake up energized. Your stomach feels fine after breakfast. You cruise through the afternoon without needing another cup of coffee. For most Americans, this perfect health day happens only 19 times a month, meaning that we spend nearly 40% of our lives feeling less than our best. A new survey of 2,000 Americans uncovers a troubling reality. 72% of us are living in moderate to poor health, with only 28% feeling completely healthy at any given time. We've grown so accustomed to daily discomfort that we've forgotten what feeling truly well actually means. Wow.
I believe it.
Fatigue leads the pack of problems, stealing our healthy days. Mood changes follow. Digestive issues third, and headaches is fourth.
At large, we have no metabolism. We don't get enough vitamin D. We don't get enough exercise. I believe it.
I feel great.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
Believe it.
Lies.
That's believe now my it. Favorite. Speaking of baseball, we're going to have Alex Gold on the show at 5:30. But there is nothing that makes me happier than playing the clip of Rex Hudler going, believe it.
You cannot try to sneak a piece of cheese past a hungry captain. It ain't going to work.
What does that even mean?
It doesn't matter. He's a national treasure. It doesn't matter. Don't question it. Lean into it.
By the way, more American seniors have become regular weed users.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Now it's at 7% of seniors in the United States say they are current weed users as of 2023. That is up 46% from 2021. Grandma and Grandpa are getting a little high.
Getting it on with the devil's lettuce, are we?
Apparently so. Wow. And this one I put in the stack just to make Sam angry. Bill Gates is revealing his plans for the $200 billion that he intends to give away through his foundation over the next 20 years, vowing that much of the money is going to go to Africa.
Good.
Gates, who earlier this
month... I don't believe it.
Dang it. You got to it right before me. Darn it. Gates, who earlier this month told CBS News about his plans to donate the bulk of his fortune, Sam, disclosed his intentions to focus on Africa yesterday while he was speaking at the Nelson Mandela Hall in Ethiopia. Gates had previously said his goal was to fund causes that would help save and improve lives around the globe. Sam?
Yes?
Are we ignoring the Bill Gates philanthropy story?
I'm sure that his foundation that is solely in his financial control does a lot of great things. And I'm sure it will continue to do a lot of great things.
A Florida man is suing Walt Disney Parks and Resorts, alleging that he sustained permanent and catastrophic injuries riding a water park slide at Walt Disney World in 2021.
Ooh, what part of the body?
I think his whole body. Eugene Strickland, who weighed 334 pounds at the time of the incident, 34 pounds above the ride's allowable weight limit, alleges in the lawsuit that he was dislodged from the Disney inner tube as a result of the ride's, quote, exhilarating speed.
We have an exhilarating speed dislodgement.
Now listen to this. This is according to his lawsuit.
That's the sound the slide made.
After becoming separated from his inner tube, Strickland landed forcefully on the slide's plastic surface, causing him to sustain, quote, serious bodily injury, disability, scarring, disfigurement, mental anguish, and, quote, the loss of capacity for the enjoyment of life.
Wait. The exhilarating dislodgement caused the loss of capacity for the enjoyment of life.
That is a direct quote, yes. That is correct.
Those weight limits are very real on those water slides. I've totally never almost gone over the side of a water slide.
He didn't go over this. No, he fell out of his tube and hit the slide.
He did exceed the ride's limit.
By 34 pounds. He weighed 334 pounds when he got on the ride.
He became momentarily airborne. God bless him. I don't want to see anybody get hurt. I really don't.
But the capacity for the enjoyment of life?
Bless his heart.
Through embarrassment?
Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.